I'm here this morning to let the county council know that we've received petitions to create a sanitary sewer district for a small community by the name of Gulf Village. We received them back in September. We have determined that we have more than 50 valid petitions and can move forward with the creation of a sanitary sewer district. The state law requires a minimum of 50. Gulf Village is located just outside of town of Georgetown here, out right next to the country club. I'd say it's an older community, probably 1970s vintage. It's near the Georgetown's existing wastewater treatment plant. Consists of single-family homes, 67 parcels or 74 lots. There's already been some work done on this. The town of Georgetown has been in contact with the homeowners, and there's been a preliminary agreement to provide service through the town of Georgetown, as well as some sewer plans have been prepared by Davis Bone and Friedel through the town. The town doesn't wish to be involved in the financing of the project. It is not in the town, so therefore it doesn't make much sense for that. So they're approaching the county to create a sanitary sewer district. We would do the financing of the project, and the way it's set up right now, we would actually, turn it over to the town to operate and maintain the system when it's completed. The next steps in this process are that when we receive this number of petitions, the state law requires us to set a public hearing date on the question of creating a sanitary sewer district and to verify the boundaries of that district. And during that time, or before we do that meeting, we'll actually do all our meetings with the town, determine what exactly, where they stand with the plans at this point, with the finances, all of those things, get those in order so that when we meet with the homeowners in Gulf Village, then we will be able to answer questions about what rates might be and those kind of things, give them a lot more information. Can ask for questions if you have any. Answer questions.
How close is it to the town?
It's right next to the country club.
And the country club's on city system?
I don't believe it is. If it was, they could be annexed in. If it was contiguous to the town boundaries, they could be annexed
in.
So
it's not contiguous?
Yes, it's not contiguous.
Okay, because I'm sitting here thinking, you know, it's so close to Georgetown, and they've got a system, and they've got all these facilities. I mean, why are we taking on more work when it makes logical sense for Georgetown to be providing
service? It was in the town, I don't think there would be a question, but it's not in the town.
Right. And they have the ability to provide service outside their boundary?
The town is not, at this point, willing to take on additional debt for communities that are outside of the town. See, they would have to float bonds for this project, and the town would be responsible for those bonds, and this community is not in the town.
Okay, because I mean, I just see us having to send people out there to work on this system. It's going to be a little pocket. It just seems to me like, you from the engineering department, how do you feel about it? I mean, do you like this type precedent, you know?
Well,
we're going that
first
way.
Off, the state law kind of obligates us to do it.
Right. Look at it.
The second thing is, though, right now the preliminary understanding is, and again, we have to meet with the town and firm up all the details of an agreement, but it's our understanding they will be willing to operate and maintain the system. There's no pumping stations. The town required, there's a community right next to them that's a new community, also not in the town, that has service from the town, and they required them to oversize the pump station. So this community would just flow into that pump station. So there wouldn't be any pumping stations associated with this. So it's just a matter of the town maintaining the collection lines. So as far as we know, they're agreeable to that. And of course, the people would pay out of town rates. We're sure of that as well.
So where are we in this?
We would be the financing agency, and probably that's not been determined, Mr. Cole, but we'll have to decide how we play into the actual bidding of the project and the design of the project.
Should we know more about it before? I mean, what are you asking from us today? Are we
asking permission to have a public hearing on the boundaries? And like I said, in the meantime, I will be looking at all the other information, meeting with the town, and getting together the estimates, determining where who are the funding agencies, all of those things.
Is that the kind of information will be available for this public hearing?
At the next public hearing, yes.
Yeah, because I'm just wondering, state law requires us to take these positions and then in session decide whether we want to go forward or not. We don't have to go forward, right? The state law just says that we look at it.
The state law requires that we act on these petitions when they're submitted and set a date for the public hearing.
Okay.
On
we
the
do
question
have to
of
do a
organizing
public hearing
a senator's
because
resolution.
Okay.
They got the minimum number of signatures.
Okay, so these are the steps we have to take.
Right.
Okay.
You got a motion?
Yes, I have a motion. Be it moved that based on the receipt of petitions submitted pursuant to Title IX Delaware Code annotated chapter or section 6503, the Sussex County Council hereby sets a date and time of January 30, 2008 at 6 p.m. for a public hearing on the boundaries of the proposed Gulf Village Sanitary Sewer District.
So move.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Jones, second Mr. Phillips. Motion was just read by Mr. Archie. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion carried.
Thank you.
Mr. Jones?
Already at 6 o'clock.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Bob.
Morning, Bob.
I'm here today to present change order number 3 for the scruff upgrade number 2 of the personnel facilities under construction by Conventional Builders, Inc. This change order consists of 4 potential changes and results in a cost increase of $9,061.49 to the contract. The first PCO was to remove and reinstall the electric room door frame. So it opens outward instead of inward. This was a safety consideration. It was discovered after the frame was set. The cost to perform this extra work was $177.23. The second was to supply and install a Tyvek vapor barrier behind the metal siding on the O&M building gables. This was an oversight in the contract documents. The cost of this extra work was $679.43. The third was to install approximately 350 feet of 4-inch PVC conduit and 1 handhold pull box for the main Verizon phone lines leading into the complex. What happened there was it was discovered in the excavation of the foundation that the line was actually under the building, so we had to temporarily move it, then to put it in back permanently to have conduit so it'd go under the pavement. So in case anything happened, all we have to do is replace the line. The cost of this extra work was $1,386.34. Excuse me. The fourth is revisions to the handicap ramp and sidewalk area in front of the existing and the new building. This was a result of having to move the storm drainage system away from the building because of existing underground utility conflicts, and to get the handicap ramp in compliance. This required grade revisions resulting in additional pavement stone subgrade and new curbing. The cost of this extra work was $6,818.49. These 4 potential changes result in a net increase of $9,061.49 to the existing contract sum of $3,688,152.74, resulting in a new contract sum of $3,697,214.23. Any questions?
Yeah.
Money? I guess, I mean, it's not a huge amount of money, but in some way, third change order, I can see, and so it's not still within reason.
Yes, sir. That's right now, we're about $5,000 over the bid amount, and then this is another $9,000 on top of it.
On $3 million, it's not, that's pretty.
Curiosity, you said they had put Tyvek for the second change order. How big a area they're putting Tyvek on?
It was 3 of the gables that came down 60 foot wide, probably 30, so that's 1,500 to 1,800 square feet.
Okay, but they were all gables?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other questions?
I have a motion.
Read it.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and its consultants, Stearns and Wheeler LLC, that the change order number 3 for Sussex County Project 05-07 Scruff Upgrade Number 2 Personnel Facilities be approved, which increases the contract amount by $9,061.49 for a new total of $3,697,214.23.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Mr. Jones, second to Mr. Phillips. That was just read by Mr. Jones. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good day.
Mr. Hicken.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have one item this morning. It's a T-hanger lease agreement with Mr. John Dean, D-E-H-N. As you recall, I was here 2 weeks ago to terminate the lease with Earl Waller for that hangar. And at the time, I told you I had to do that because of the way the lease was structured, that there was no other way to terminate the lease prior to the actual end of the lease, which is the 31st of January next year. I also said I was in the process of fixing that whole lease process. Unfortunately, we haven't gotten to that point yet. And I will be back on the 13th of November to propose a new lease for you to approve. In the interim, to fill the gap between now and then with this new tenant, I'm proposing a 3-month lease from November to January so that that'll line him up with everybody else when that time comes. This lease is kind of a combination of the existing lease with some language from the proposed lease as far as insurance language. We've simplified the insurance language from 3 or 4 different policies down to 1, and that's what's in this new lease. It's a $1 million aircraft liability policy with a very major indemnification paragraph that goes along with that to replace the other insurance requirements. As I said, it's a 3-month lease. The rate will be $360 a month, and that's based on the $358.17 that people are currently paying out there, and that'll be my proposal in a couple of weeks as a starting rent. Vince Robertson has reviewed this lease that I'm proposing, and Mr. Griffin has looked at the new lease, and as I said, it's kind of a conglomeration of both of those. It gets us through those 3 months. So unless you have any questions, I have a motion. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the lease agreement with John Dean for T-Hanger 2 at 21385 Rudder Lane at the Sussex County Airport as presented.
So moved.
Second. I have a motion by Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Rogers. That was just read by Mr. Hicken. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
This motion is carried. Thank you. Grant request.
First grant today is the Laurel Public Library.
You can request on that.
Yeah. What's the letter indicate the amount is?
1,000, I think.
It's not specific. They're raising money for a piece of equipment.
I'll get
the
5.
Piece of equipment costs $10,000, so.
I get 5. What are you going to make a motion?
I hope it reached you.
You get 5,000?
No, 100.
I bet you give community reinvestment.
I'll give 500 as well. There is also another supply that they're in need of. Can I tag that along with this request?
There's another what?
Supply.
It's still on the Laurel Public Library, so it's listed.
Yeah, we talked about them sending another letter, and I was going to ask if I could piggyback it. Give them $1,000 out of my community reinvestment investment account, along with the $500 from my Councilmatic fund. And earmark that $1,000 for lettering.
Okay. Was that just $500 from only your Councilmatic?
Or okay. $500 each.
Ultimately going to be $2,000.
Yes. I have a motion by Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second to Mr. Jones to give $500 from Mr. Phillips and my Councilmatic each, $500 each, and then $1,000 from his community reinvestment account from Mr. Phillips' account. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
This motion is carried.
Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration Organization. They have their big event in January. This is only, though, for advertising in the book, so they'll probably be coming in again. We don't want to. Typically, we've done $250.
Yeah, there's one of the ads.
$50.
Yeah, I'll make it. So.
I have a motion by Mr. Cole, second Mr. Phillips, to give 50 from each Councilmatic for the Martin Luther King ad in the program book. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Milford Housing Development Corp.
Mr. Jones and myself each would give 500 from community reinvestment.
I have a motion by Mr. Rogers, seconded by.
You're going to go to hell flying, boy. I'll tell you.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips, to give 500 from their each of their community reinvestment accounts. Total of $1,000. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Delaware Tech and Community College for their baseball softball marathon.
So?
Advance, you know, I gave $100 each.
Okay. I'll second that motion.
That can be youth activity.
Yes.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second Mr. Phillips, to give $100 from their youth activity to the Del Tech Community College Baseball Softball Marathon. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Georgetown Historical Society.
For their Christmas tour.
They're asking for $500. It's a book that we're all in, but... I'll take any donations, but they're asking for 500.
I'll kick in 100.
I'll kick 100. Rogers, 100.
Yeah.
Mr. Cole, you want to jump in?
What are we kicking in on? Which one?
Christmas.
Yes, yeah, so you have pictures in the
Christmas tour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I got Christmas tours going on. I'll pass.
Okay. So
we have Christmas in Rehoboth and Bethlehem.
200 for Mr. Jones, 100 from Rogers Cole or Rogers Phillips Dukes, right?
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second Mr. Jones, to give 200 from Mr. Jones, 100 from Phillips Rogers Dukes. That's 500, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes. Motion's carried. Delaware Diamonds.
$50 each. That's what we did last time.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr.
Youth activity.
Mr. Jones, second Mr. Phillips, to give 50 from each youth activity account. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion is carried. Proposed ordinance is Mr. Griffin.
There are none.
Additional business.
Gimme.
Additional business.
I'd like to know if Mr. Jones, did you receive a letter not to turn your lights on for Halloween or open the door? Any trick-or-treaters?
No.
You didn't? Okay, good.
No additional business. We'll entertain a motion to recess to 1:30.
You wait until that cupcake.
I have a motion by Mr. Phillips.
I did. I had an
Mr. Jones to recess to 1:30. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.